Chapter 7. And after this, I saw four angels standing on the four quarters of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. I saw another angel ascend from the sunrise, having the seal of the living God. He called out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000, of the tribe of Gad 12,000, of the tribe of Asher 12,000, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000, of the tribe of Levi 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After these things I looked, and suddenly there was a great multitude, which no one could number, out of every nation and of all tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. They shouted with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation be to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne, the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen." Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are arrayed in white robes, who are they, and from where did they come?" So I said to him, "My Lord, you know." He said to me, "These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes, and made them white in the Lamb's blood. Therefore they are before the throne of God, they serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither will the sun beat on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shepherds them, and leads them to springs of waters of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."